My name is Naomi Archer. I'm with Four Directions Relief Project. I'm one of the founders and the coordinator. Four Directions is a solidarity project. Our mission is to work in solidarity with Indigenous communities through times of change. And so we work on a mutual aid model, which is that we believe that when people come in to help each other out, it's community coming in to help community. It's not a charity arrangement where one group has more power than the other. Four Directions started in early October of 2005 as almost a branch off of work that myself and a medic by the name of Dave Pike have been doing in New Orleans with Common Ground. And as we began to move into the Bayou communities southwest of New Orleans, we encountered Native American tribes. And having done work with indigenous people in the past, that's actually where my heart lies. And so understanding the historic marginalization that these communities have gone through, I felt like it was important to start a new project that would ensure that donations and volunteers were facilitated to these communities in concert with the needs of the leaders and the tribal councils. What have we found here? Well, you know, it's a multi-layered thing we found here. And on the surface, the people here are very proud, and they'll say that they don't need help. And these communities have never really gotten help before. In many instances, the work that we're doing is some of the first assistance that people have ever received. On the surface, there's a feeling of we've got it. You know, we've always had to take care of ourselves. We can continue to do it. And then underneath that is when you have a chance to earn trust and really speak to the people, you hear how frustrated they are, how tired they are, because the wind damage that came from Hurricane Katrina and the flood damage that came from Hurricane Rita are really just the latest in what has been a series of storms that have impacted these communities over the last 15 or 20 years. You know, it's sort of insult to injury on the struggles that these people have faced since white men came on the continent. So in the southern half of Louisiana, especially the south central and southeastern parts of Louisiana, there's at least six organized Native American tribes. There's the federally recognized Chitimacha tribe, which is a little bit to the west of us. There is the Biloxi Chitimacha Confederation of Muscogees, and there's three bands of the Biloxi Chitimacha. There's the Bayou Lafourche Band, which is in Lafourche Parish. There's the Isle Jean Charles Band of the Biloxi Chitimacha, which is in Terrebonne Parish. And there's also the Grand Cayo Dulac Band of the Biloxi Chitimacha, which is also in Terrebonne Parish. And then there's also the Point of Shen Indian Tribe, which is in Terrebonne Parish. And then there's the United Homan Nation, which has members spread about the southern parishes. Well, according to the 2000 census, there's about 26,000, maybe a little bit more, Native American people in Louisiana. Well, 16,000 of those live in the southern and south central parishes of Louisiana, what I call the coastal and near coastal parishes. And then Terrebonne and Lafourche Parish have about 60% of that 16,000, with Terrebonne Parish being the parish that has the largest Native American population in the state. Well, what I can share with you is what's been shared with me, because I'm not a member of the tribe and I can't tell you the history as they know it. But what I can share is the history as I've been told by many community members. So the Chitimacha have always been here. If you look at the oldest maps, Bayou Lafourche was named the Chitimacha River, and you see the Chitimacha village on the old maps. And so you know that these people have always been here, that their ancestors have always lived in this place. They've used the bayou, the southern bayous, as sort of a refuge once white colonists began to move across the country. They were somewhat safe in the bayous. In the early 1700s, the French Acadians came down from Canada and as a result of religious persecution and settled in the southern bayous and began to mix with the Indian communities. So for a long time, the Indians here were named French Indians because of the interaction with the French people that had moved down. But it's been people have continuously encroached on their land. The Choctaw and the Biloxi were pushed south into this area. There's been a constant influx of different tribal members who have found refuge in the southern bayous. And so the people here have a multiple ancestry, if you look at the records and if you talk to them. For instance, the Al Jean Charles band of the Biloxi Chittimacha claims a very strong Choctaw ancestry, whereas Pointe aux Chenes, which is really just a half mile over on a different ridge, claims more of the Chittimacha origin. You have these tribes that are pushed down where there were already existing tribes. You know, eventually white people, as they've done all over this continent and are doing all over the world, sort of took over the land. And so in the 1940s, you had the oil and gas industry come down and begin to exploit the natural resources that were present here in southern Louisiana, and people were pushed off their lands again. And then as they began to drill and channel and lay pipelines, people were further alienated from their property. And now we've seen over the last 60 or 70 years that the infrastructure that was necessary for the oil and gas pipelines have led to a great deal of the land loss that we see today. This area is the epicenter for land loss in the entire world. Depending on which scientist you talk to, one football field of land is lost every hour down here, or the total I've heard is 33 football fields of land are lost in southern Louisiana every day. And much of that is due to the channels that have been cut through the marsh that have allowed saltwater to come in and kill off the freshwater vegetation, and also that has caused a tremendous amount of erosion. It also allows saltwater during storms to come further up into a freshwater system, and the salt's deposited in the soil, which kills off the native vegetation. So now what we see is that these bayou communities, these Indian communities on these ridges, have in essence become the barrier islands to Louisiana's Gulf Coast. And so they're being overtaken by marsh and open water. All the live oak trees, which have been fixtures for their communities for hundreds of years, are dying. They can't grow gardens. The land isn't suitable for grazing cattle or horses. And so they continue to face the loss that's been started, ever since the white man got here. What I've been told is that, not everyone had a garden, but many people grew gardens. They grew all their own food. They grew corn. They grew cotton. They grew vegetables. They had fruit trees. They were very self-sufficient. And if a neighbor had extra food, they would share it with their neighbors. And if they slaughtered a pig, they would share the extra meat with their tribal members. And so what was once sustainable, self-sufficient communities have lost the very land that's necessary to do that. And for an indigenous community to be divorced so violently from Grandmother Earth, it's taken a great toll on the communities and on the people. The main cultural impact that I have seen is the communities have lost their cohesion. And if we go back to why the land's being lost, we go back to the oil and gas industry. Before, these communities were close. And then when the oil and gas industry and the shipping that came with it came in the mid-1900s, it brought with them a very different kind of day. So it brought a work day, and it brought people leaving their homes and their families to go work on a rig or work in a ship for weeks at a time. And so the very family structure of these communities was devastated by this industry. That's continued to this day. People are grateful for the jobs that this industry brings now because there's so little economic opportunity for these communities. But at the same time, it takes them from their families. It reduces community cohesion. And the land loss that this industry has augmented is forcing particularly the elderly, the elders, and people who are disabled or sick to leave the communities because they simply can't take this year after year. You know, these tribes, these bayou tribes, these coastal tribes, you know, they're really just, there's just one group of indigenous nations who are facing the loss of their way of life and their land from the climate change that we've created. If there's other indigenous nations that are listening to this, I would urge them to get in contact with these nations, particularly the Inuit Nation and some of the Polynesian tribes, the islanders, who are facing the loss of their land and their way of life because of the same problems. And it seems like there's a great opportunity to support each other from that. If you go to the Four Directions website, it's www.eswn.org. And if you want to remember that, that's the first letter of each of the four directions. If you go to the Four Directions website to the contact section, there's a list of all the tribes and the leaders' contact information. Like I said, we're a solidarity organization, so we don't believe in that people have to funnel their contacts or their donations through us, that we encourage them to get in contact directly with the tribal leaders and the councils to make sure that their needs get met. So Katrina created wind damage and in these communities. Now, in the Indian communities further east, Katrina not only created wind damage, but the storm surge wiped out many, many homes. So it's important just to keep that in mind. But in Terrebonne and Lafourche Parish, where our project is centered right now, we have wind damage, roof damage, siding damage from Hurricane Katrina, and then we have flood damage up to 4, 5, 6 feet of water in some cases in people's homes from Hurricane Rita. And so the needs as they stand, they vary from community to community, but there's a tremendous need for large monetary donations. People are unable, based on the current state of giving to these communities, to repair their homes. Not only do people have to repair their homes, but they have to raise their homes, or they won't get permits to actually repair. And so just raising a home costs in the neighborhood of $25,000, and that's the minimum range. And so these communities don't have a lot of extra income, the people here. And so we really need large donations. The tribes are asking for large financial donations for foundations to, if they have a grant system that would appeal to them, to help get in contact with them. We need building materials. We are still encouraging people to send gift cards to Lowe's and Home Depot. And then we also have an account at Chauvin Hardware where people can call in and make a direct donation to that account so that we can take building materials right out of that account. The Chauvin Hardware phone number is 985-594-4166. And just tell them that you're making a donation to the Four Directions Relief Project account. And if you can let us know by going to the ESWN website and emailing us and letting us know what sort of donation you made, just so we can help keep track of that with our records. Our work here in Louisiana has three phases. It has an emergency relief phase, which is making sure that people have food, water, and shelter. Then it has a rebuilding, a raising and rebuilding stage, where we make sure that people have their homes are raised, they have homes that are rebuilt, the baseline level of the infrastructure is raised, because many people are living in homes that have been damaged for years. And then the third part of that is the cultural preservation piece, where we want to support the tribes in preserving their unique culture And some of the ways that's expressed is by helping them with a community center or helping them record some of the oral histories that the elders in particular hold. And so really whatever the tribes direct us to do is what we do. We give them a menu of items that we know about. We try to give them as many options as they can use so that they have the information they need to make a good decision about what they want for their communities. And so when they make those decisions, we act on them. In the big picture, Four Directions was formed with the idea that we would form a council, a Four Directions Council, that would be led by a majority of indigenous organizers and relief workers with the mission of reaching out to indigenous communities through times of change. We feel very strongly that that work can only be done when the leadership is also of indigenous members. So if people want to volunteer, I would direct them again to the Four Directions website, which is www.eswn.org. And we'll have an up-to-date volunteer form and instructions for people that would like to volunteer. If someone absolutely has to get a hold of us, they can call my direct line, which is 828-230-1404. And I'll repeat that. It's 828-230-1404. We're fortunate that over the next month or month and a half or so, several colleges have expressed interest in bringing a large number of students down, as well as a couple of other organizations. And so we have hundreds of people coming. But I can tell you that the hundreds of people that are coming won't be able to make a difference unless we get the financial donations and the building materials donated so that these people have materials to work with. Otherwise, we're going to have 300 people sitting here ready to work and no materials on hand to do the work. So again, I would urge people to donate what they can, if they know foundations or people who can afford large donations, to let them know about the work that we're doing, the essential work that we're doing, and help these folks out. As it's been communicated to me, if the tribes don't get these donations, their culture will be lost. And so we make an urgent appeal for people to respond. www.eswn.org. The first four letters of the Four Directions. The Four Directions Relief Project. Naomi Archer.